The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
After 4 years of an unprecedented and criminal open border policy under the Biden administration, the U.S. is now starting to see the magnitude of the results. First of all, people who entered the U.S. illegally didn't just come through our open southern border, where the federal government set up FastPass systems to provide illegals with free housing, transportation, cell phones, health care, and cash. Illegals also found easy entry through our northern borders, as well as our west and east coast seaports. And while it was Biden and the Democrats who facilitated illegal migration into our country, including flying them in directly from places like Venezuela under the cover of night, Republicans also played a significant role in dispersing illegals throughout our nation. Many thought it was funny when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis chartered flights for about 50 illegals from Venezuela to Martha's Vineyard. And we quickly saw the hypocrisy of the liberal leftists who lived there, who were horrified to find them in their neighborhoods. Others cheered when Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent busloads of illegals to Democrat-led cities like New York, D.C., and Chicago. But these Republican governors were only aiding and abetting the continuous flood of illegals as they helped them disperse into every city, town, and village nationwide. Maybe they had no alternative. Their own state infrastructure was already overwhelmed, and federal agencies and judges refused to allow any deportation. But regardless, our nation is now saturated with non-English-speaking foreigners, most with no interest in assimilating into American culture, and most still receiving some type of welfare. It's important to point out that not all who entered our country illegally with the assistance of our federal government are from Mexico or even Central or South America. They came from all over the world and now live in every state in the nation, including Alaska and Hawaii. I have to wonder, how did illegals crossing our southern border eventually end up with free housing, health care, education, and a generous amount of monthly spending money in Hawaii? Meanwhile, natural-born Americans are struggling daily with the rising cost of living, and they're working themselves to death to pay their rent or mortgage, or even buy groceries, heat their homes, and afford some sort of health insurance. Liberals love to chant, "No human is illegal." Well, actually, they're wrong. If they've entered the U.S. illegally, even if our own government at the time helped them do it, then they're here illegally and entitled to no taxpayer funding of their lifestyles. But all this goes much deeper than we know. In every state, along with the nonprofit organizations that ostensibly exist to help our migrant neighbors, there are also local county and state officials aiding and abetting this criminal enterprise. And make no mistake, it is a criminal enterprise, and a lot of people are making a lot of money through it. I have a friend in Florida, which now has unsustainable numbers of non-citizen residents. He's reported that an entirely new massive housing complex went up in record time near his home. None of those units were ever offered for sale, but were all immediately occupied. All have brand new vehicles in the driveways, and as far as he can tell, none of the people there have jobs or speak English. In Liberty County, Texas, about 30 to 40 miles north of Houston, is a massive housing community known as Colony Ridge. It includes 33,000 acres of land and is home to more than 75,000 people. It's been called a magnet for undocumented immigrants who can obtain a home there with no money down. Colony Ridge has been a center of criminal activity run by cartels and has been called, and I quote, beyond police control. So, a year ago, Donald Trump took office for the second time. Americans elected him for several reasons. Number one was to bring back jobs, rebuild our economy, and reduce taxes. Number two was border security, along with restoring law and order and deporting illegals. I see no way his administration can fix the economy when there's so much corruption going on. As for law and order and deporting illegals, he's now fighting an uphill battle, with very vocal and violent leftists obstructing justice, attacking ICE and law enforcement agents, and actively conspiring to overthrow the government. And now, 43% of Americans overall have a favorable view of socialism. That's 4 in 10. But among young people ages 18 to 29, that number jumps to 62%. You see, the powers that be have brought us to the brink of economic, moral, and cultural collapse. We're not here by accident. When people can't afford rice and beans at the grocery store, they look for their piece of the pie that all the illegals get for free. They begin to wonder why they're working so hard and still can't make ends meet. The harder they work, the further down they sink. You may not realize it, but everything is actually going exactly according to plan. The plans of the globalists seeking absolute control of everything. Trump's efforts to arrest criminal migrants and deport them are being opposed by liberal leftists. Young, ignorant fools who are engaged in war against those they've been told are fascists. They're entirely clueless to the fact that they are, in reality, doing the bidding of the actual fascists, that they're disposable pawns in this game and will be the first ones disposed of when their usefulness comes to an end. They're being used and they don't even know it because they're so brainwashed and controllable. Now, Sarah Rodriguez, the lieutenant governor of Wisconsin, is running for governor, and her primary appeal to voters is her promise to work to oppose, if not abolish, ICE. As we see the ICE crackdown in Minneapolis and the highly organized liberal vigilantes that are working to stalk, harass, and taunt ICE agents there, none of us wants to see that play out here in our state. But the fact of the matter is, if ICE and Homeland Security agents were simply allowed to do their jobs unhindered, the criminals would be arrested and justice would be served. Instead, because of these agitators, we find ourselves on the brink of civil war. But ICE has already been working here in Wisconsin, and no, they're not going after innocent, legalized American citizens who happen to be of foreign descent. They're arresting some very heinous criminals. Let me give you just a few examples. ICE arrested two illegals in Fond du Lac County related to crimes that took place in May of 2024. A mother from Venezuela who was out on bail on drug-related charges attempted to sell her 12-year-old daughter to an illegal from Nicaragua. According to police records, the man told the mother if she refused to sell him her daughter, she would end up in acid and never see any of her kids again. The woman received $250 and then attempted to help the man restrain her daughter so he could rape her. Thankfully, the child escaped and the two were arrested. In Fitchburg, near Madison, a man from Honduras was arrested on multiple counts of first-degree sexual assault of a 6-year-old girl. This man warned the girl not to tell her mother or he'd kill her, her mother, and her grandmother. The details of what this particular migrant neighbor did to this little girl are so horrific I was nearly physically sick reading the report. In Oconto County, a Mexican national killed a retired Green Bay police officer by running him over with an SUV. He fled the area, apparently trying to make his way back to Mexico, but was captured in Arkansas. And you may not realize it, but Milwaukee is a much more dangerous city than even Chicago, based on violent crime records. In a report from this past spring, there were 21 foreign nationals being held in the Milwaukee County Jail on offenses ranging from first-degree intentional homicide to weapons-related crimes and sexual assault of children. In case you need more examples of just exactly who's being rounded up by ICE, there's the 37-year-old illegal from Cuba who beheaded a motel manager last fall in Dallas. Just this month, another illegal from Mexico living in North Carolina was picked up. He racked up 23 counts of sexual offenses with children, including first-degree rape of a child. Another child abuse case in Nebraska by an illegal from Honduras. And last fall in the Houston area, ICE arrested 3,593 criminal illegal immigrants, including 51 that were involved in child trafficking. Now, I don't suppose you've heard about any of these cases in your local or national mainstream news, but they absolutely are happening all across this nation, in big cities and small towns. And if we didn't have enough insane and depraved minds of our own here in America, now we've imported millions more, many straight from prisons and mental institutions in third world countries. Now they are our migrant neighbors. The chickens have come home to roost. So you see, it's not just Lakin Riley, the 22-year-old nursing student from Georgia killed by an illegal from Venezuela. After kidnapping her and attempting to rape her, he killed her with blunt force trauma to the head and asphyxiation. In response to her murder, one of the first things Trump pushed through Congress was the Laken Riley Act. This law requires the detention of non-citizens arrested or charged with specific crimes and serious offenses. You need to understand this well. The lawless leftists support the protection of rapists, murderers, child abusers, human and drug traffickers, and more. Every time they go out and stalk, hunt down, taunt, harass, and otherwise obstruct ICE and law enforcement officers from doing their jobs. Understand, ICE isn't just cruising the streets looking for arbitrary brown people to arrest. They're not the Gestapo, as the purple-haired warriors would have you believe. If they were to work unimpeded, nonstop, for the next 3 years, catching, jailing, or deporting violent, insane criminals, gang members, and cartel leaders, all their efforts would be a mere drop in the bucket compared to the massive wave of demonic individuals that's been unleashed on our nation. So to all the lesbians, soy boys, and retired hippies who still wish they were relevant, for all those demented lost souls seeking a cause to support and a purpose in your life, I say look in the mirror if you can stand it and ask yourselves how much longer you really want to remain as useful idiots, helping those who will eventually destroy you, destroy America. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Ask for message number 491.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.